As summer approaches, can we be precise about where country music is at this point? Johnny Cash, Dolly Parton, Garth Brooks, Taylor Swift. Many movements in country music. Our culture reporter, Melissa Locker, whose work has been featured in The Guardian and Time, says we've reached a new, more progressive version of country in 2016, with artists finding different ways to the top of the charts.
Modern country music, you know, it's inspired by Hank Williams Sr.
Right.
and Hank Williams Jr. I think it's kind of more of a throwback to the older country, less of the glitz and the glamour that you'd see. Like if you listen to Margot Price, for example, her album is called Midwest Farmer's Daughter, which is clearly a reference to Loretta Lynn. And I feel like there's a kinship between them.
Dolly Parton, but with a very straight arrangement piano in there.
Exactly. And Margot Price had been around Nashville for a very long time. She'd recorded this album, but she couldn't get anybody to listen to it. And then she eventually became Third Man Records, which is Jack White's record label. She became their first ever country signing, which kind of shows the alternative pathways to getting signed and getting success and getting their music out there. Now, William Tyler, who has a new album out this week called Modern Country, he's a similar story in that he is signed to Merge Records, which is home to Superchunk and Arcade Fire and very kind of different bands. And his music, if you listen to it, you'll see it's missing something very important.
You don't mean it's missing the vocal, do you?
He's a purely instrumental artist. He tells stories about slavery and about a Mississippi county who was anti-slavery in the middle of the Civil War, and it's all done instrumentally.
Now, I can hear in, you know, some country bar somewhere, if somebody puts this on the box, that someone's going to scream, where's the vocal? This is new age.
I can see some people thinking that, but I think it's also a way that people are redefining country music and making it their own. It's a way of reclaiming it from the Garth Brooks of the world.
Mm-hmm. Kacey Musgraves' pageant material seems almost an ironic suggestion of maybe the glitziness of the past. The album is pageant material from Kacey Musgraves.
Just hold your own road.
Kind of Roseanne Cash there.
Yeah, she's really fun, but she's also a pretty groundbreaking artist for country in that she's kind of an open pot smoker, which makes her kind of weird for country music. I mean, not that country music hasn't had a lot of drug users in the past.
That's interesting. Chris Stapleton, Traveler, tell me about that.
Well, Chris Stapleton has been around country music for a very long time, but last year he made waves by not only getting nominated and winning the Best Country Album of the Year, the Grammy Awards, but he was also a huge crossover artist where he went up for Album of the Year going against Kendrick Lamar and Taylor Swift. And his music is just great, and I think fans of all genres are really going to find something to like about him.
Gutsy, From the Heart, John Hyatt sounding.
And another artist that we should definitely talk about is a guy named Jason Isbell, who came out of Drive-By Truckers and is this beautiful, just...
I love Drive-By Truckers.
Yeah, and Jason Isbell's solo music is really pushing the boundaries of country music and kind of making it his own in much the same way as these other artists. He's telling these beautiful stories that are, you know, so sad and so truthful and just incredibly honest.
Melissa Locker is culture reporter for The Takeaway. She's written for Time, Vanity Fair, and The Guardian.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.